you're going to have to bear with me because my table talk outline is supposed to be on Noah's iPad, but he changed his iCloud password, so I'll be reading from my tiny little phone. This morning, I wanted to start by posing a question, and that question is, what does God care about? So keep that in mind. So I started watching this series on Netflix called Rami. The show depicts a first-generation American Muslim living in a New Jersey neighborhood. Now, it's based off of a real person. The guy's name is Rami Youssef, and he's a millennial, and he is in a struggle. So he's on this spiritual journey living in this neighborhood, and he's torn between his religious community and his millennial generation. So the religious community thinks every life is just one big moral test. The millennial generation that he's a part of, anything goes, and they don't really care about consequences. Now, the show highlights a lot of his own personal challenges and struggles and judgments that come with truly believing in God, wanting to live a life pleasing to God, but not being strict and consistent with the required practices that go along with being Muslim. Sound familiar? In one scene in particular, Rami has just come from a date with a Muslim woman. Now, Rami normally dates American women. So he's walking home from this date, and he's traumatized because this Muslim woman, young Muslim woman, was really fast on their date. Now, Rami usually, like I said, only dates American women, and he actually welcomes the fact that these women that he dates are fast. But now he has an issue. So he pulls up a stool on his way home next to an older gentleman that lives in his neighborhood. He starts to ponder about what it takes to be good. Does the fact that he has premarital sex and one day will probably do mushrooms make him a bad Muslim? He asked the question to his friend. Do you think God really cares if I wash in between my toes? Now, this is something that he actually has to do before he comes into the presence of God and prays. The show is a comedy, but it also deals with real and serious issues that are relevant today. What I find endearing about Rami is that he is very self-aware. He knows he is severely flawed and has some bad habits and behaviors. Rami really is trying to be good. He really does consider God when he's asking these very honest questions. What strikes me about Rami is that he sounds no different than I do. Similar questions, similar struggles. So what does God care about? I believe you can find the answer in Romans 12, verses 1 through 2, and Matthew 22, verses 37. Now, I read out of the Message, which is a paraphrase, and I'm actually going to paraphrase the paraphrase, but I don't think it'll get lost in translation. God cares that you take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before him. He cares that you acknowledge and embrace what he has done for you. He cares that you have chosen to not become so well-adjusted to culture that you fit right in without even thinking or questioning. He cares that you have fixed your attention on him and have been changed from the inside out because of it. He cares that you recognize what he wants from you and you quickly respond to it, loving him with all your heart and loving others as well as you love yourself. As Christians, we like to use required practices as a measuring tool. Are we measuring up? Are we falling short? If we're honest, we know the answer. The good news is that we can take comfort in the fact that none of this is surprising to God, and I know you hear me say that all the time, but I like the reminder for myself. None of it is surprising. We can take comfort in the fact that God is very real, and I'm not talking about his existence, I'm just talking about his nature, and he's very relevant. He knows the struggles and challenges of our day. We cannot shock him with how bad we are or even sway him with how good we think we are. And for me, this news makes me run to this table, sharing this meal with me this morning.